بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سن حديث إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله. When a person dies, a person passes away, the first thing that happens and the first thing that is lamentable and the first thing that you are concerned about, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, is your deeds of all your deeds, your a'mal, your deeds of righteousness, they come to an end. In qata, it ends, that's it, done. You had 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 80 years, 90 years of your life, that's it. You were given the opportunity, now the time is up, you can't do one more deed. The reality of this really strikes a person is when you go for a janazah, and maybe the janazah will be performed after a salah, and you see the coffin there waiting in the sahan area or in the courtyard area, and you find the whole congregation, they engaged in whatever salah, maybe dhuhr salah, and you see the coffin there, and that's when the reality strikes you that subhanallah, this person is right by the masjid, this person, but life has been taken away. How much he would love now to be part of that congregation, of that salah. That's when reality really strikes, and you say, in qata amaluh, that's it, done. Even though he's right there in the masjid, but he can't do one more deed, one more action. It's done. But Rasulullah ﷺ has taught us and has given us some retirement plan. You know, you have a retirement fund. So when you are retired, you have that fund that helps you and from which you can benefit after your retirement. You have a retirement fund. The same applies to a greater extent. But now you are retired. No more work, no more amal, no more deeds. What are the funds that you should invest in now while you have the opportunity so it can benefit you once you are retired and once you have passed away? Number one, there are three, we'll discuss one today. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, illa an thalatha. There are three funds, retirement funds, used in a figurative expression, of course. Number one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, is ilmun yuntafa'bi, knowledge. Knowledge, you have left behind some knowledge that is beneficial, meaning it is knowledge that is practiced. Now that's so amazing, because every form of knowledge that's practiced upon is the most basic knowledge, which you and I, every Muslim has. So you don't have to be a scholar, you don't have to be an alim, you don't have to be a sheikh to invest in that retirement. So long as you know how to make wudu, and you know how to pray salah, and you know how to read the Quran, teach that to somebody, because that's going to be practiced upon. Sometimes there are philosophical things that are taught to people, and there are technical things that are taught to people. Very few practice upon it. But the basics that everyone knows, that is something you can teach. You teach your child, you teach your grandchild, you teach someone, a member of your staff, you teach somebody something that they're going to practice upon for the rest of their lives. Imagine what benefit that will give you after you have left this world. No, 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 no.